You're listening to SBS News.
Vincent Chen, who has called Australia home for 8 years, was the target of racial abuse at a Canberra cafe earlier this month. Mr. Chen said the incident started when he told a group of young people to stop smoking outside his cafe. They left, but later returned. In an exchange filmed by a member of staff and shared with SBS News, a teenage boy can be heard calling the staff viruses and making racial slurs about the appearance of staff at the shop.
Get away! Viruses! Your face looks smushed in, you literal Chinese.
Mr. Chen spoke to SBS News about the confrontation.
I was actually quite shocked, more than angry. I've heard several incidents from my friend, but I never thought that would happen to me.
It's incidents like these which Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner Chin Tan hopes to stamp out with an ambitious new plan.
The time is right with the events around the world and with the issues confronting this country. We've seen signs of the emergence of racism in this country itself.
The proposed framework includes centralising data collection to ensure the nature and prevalence of racism is fully understood, a review of the current legal framework to ensure it effectively protects people from racial hatred, and racism prevention programs. Mohammed Al-Khafaji from the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia has endorsed the new national anti-racism framework.
We know the devastating impacts of racism on people's belonging, their sense of, social cohesion. And we know without a plan, people might not actually feel that they're part of the community.
The Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, has also welcomed the proposal, noting the Department of Home Affairs will work further on these proposals with Commissioner Tan, and the Minister is undertaking a comprehensive consultation program as we develop Australia's new social cohesion strategy. The federal government's funding for a previous anti-racism campaign ended in 2015. Cindy Chung from the Asian Australian Alliance is calling for the government to now fund this new plan.
All governments should kind of support this funding this project because I believe Australia is an immigration country and also multicultural is one of the things that we are proud of.
Vincent Chen is hopeful this will be the first of other steps to making Australia safer and more inclusive. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.